Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1565, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I did not see the hair that was claimed to be found on the lathe by one Barrett. I understood that Barrett had found certain hair upon the lathe, but I have never had any opportunity of examination, or to see it, or did the officers, or any opportunity to see and know whether it was or was not similar to the hair of Mary Fagan. I did not know until after my trial, and after my case had been affirmed by the Supreme Court, that Dr. Dot Harris had in fact taken hair from the head of Mary Fagan and examined it in connection and in comparison with the hair claimed to have been found upon the lathe by Barrett. Nor did I, until after the trial, know that Dr. Dot Harris had examined any of the organs of Mary Fagan, except upon hearsay, as stated above. I did not know until my case had been affirmed by the Supreme Court that Dr. Dot Harris had ever made any microscopic examination, or any other examination of Mary Fagan's hair in comparison with the hair claimed to have been found upon the lathe. I heard Dr. Dot Harris quote S. examination before the jury, and his cross-examination by my counsel. But I never understood from the examination of Dr. Dot Harris or any other source that Dr. Dot Harris had ever examined the hair of Mary Fagan, nor did I then, or did I ever know until my case had been affirmed by the Supreme Court that Dr. Dot Harris had told the jury, or that the hair upon the lathe was different from the hair of Mary Fagan in color, shape, and texture, and thereupon Dorsey said, "We'll let the hair matter rest." I understood from inquiry made during the trial that the Solicitor General claimed that the hair found upon the lathe was lost. I remember distinctly inquiry was made as to where the hair was, and my recollection is that the statement was made that it was lost. I did not know that anyone had made a comparison of the hair claimed to have been found by Barrett on the lathe with the hair of Mary Fagan, or that the hair had been submitted to anyone as to whether or not the found hair looked like the hair of Mary Fagan. The first intimation I had that there had been any comparison of the two hair was obtained while one of the witnesses for the state was on the stand, when she swore that the hair claimed to have been found upon the lathe by Barrett looked like the hair of Mary Fagan. I did not then know, nor until my